Today on Health Hacks, Mary Jane Hampton tells us about a healthcare professional who's become an indispensable part of the fight against COVID. And yet, despite their vital importance, most people who've been treated by these professionals have never seen them, may not even know they exist. We're talking about respiratory therapists. Mary Jane Hampton is a consultant and our healthcare columnist on the show. Morning, Mary Jane.
Good morning.
Well, why don't respiratory therapist patients get to see them, maybe in most cases?
Well, a really practical reason: if you need one of these specialists, you are incredibly sick, and you are probably, if it's in a hospital setting, in intensive care, and you need these specialists to literally help you take every breath. So more often than not, if you've been in care of a respiratory therapist in a hospital setting, you probably won't even remember the experience. And notwithstanding that they literally will have had their life in your hands, you won't even know they were there.
And you might be unconscious, for example, the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. They're the ones in an intensive care environment that would be overseeing or actually doing the intubation. So all of these videos that we've seen of people having tubes put down past their vocal cords and into their trachea so they can breathe, that's what respiratory therapists are specially trained to do. And they are the ones who make sure that all of that equipment is monitored. So if you need machines to keep you breathing, they're the ones that know how to do that stuff. So if, as I say, it's often said that you're really unlucky if you have needed to be in care of a respiratory therapist because you were that sick, but you're also really lucky if you had one because you probably survived.
Right. So they're maybe there in the ICU with you. Are there other areas in which they work besides with that immediate care at your bedside?
Yeah, well, they also deal with everything from premature babies that need to have assistance with breathing and ventilation through to accident victims who have a profound injury that they can't breathe, or somebody who's had a heart attack or a stroke. But they also do things in community. They're the ones who run the pulmonary function clinics to test lung function, and they will work with patients in their homes or in clinic settings who have chronic lung conditions like emphysema or asthma, who need help with breathing throughout life. So they are certainly involved in the high-tech environment within a hospital setting, but they do lots of stuff in the community as well. And you would remember those encounters.
Right, right. But if you, say, in a COVID-19 situation where you needed intubation, would they be at risk because they have to get pretty close to you to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we've known from the beginning is the aerosol nature of the way that the virus can spread most easily. And respiratory therapists are probably, in the scheme of things, one of the highest risk health providers because they are right in there doing the intubation. So they stand to be at high risk of infection and need to take all of the PPE protocols and then some to make sure that they continue to be safe. And the kind of irony in all of this is that even before COVID-19, there was a shortage of these specialists everywhere. There's a shortage in Nova Scotia as well. We have, I think as of today, 313 respiratory therapists across the province. But there are always vacancies. And if anybody is looking for a really good career choice, 100% of the graduating class had jobs even before they graduated. They had everything lined up for work. So it's a great part of the health profession system to consider. But when we talk about not having enough ICU beds, which is the issue that many other parts of the country are now facing, it's not that you count the bed frames and the mattresses. It's actually the equipment and the specialists who support patients in those beds. And the doctors and the nurses are obviously critically important, but respiratory therapists are really, really important as well. And it seemed to me that as there's a lot that happens in healthcare that's invisible. There are sometimes some really important health providers that are invisible to us as well, and this would definitely be one of those groups.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about them today and also the opportunities in the field, because it sounds quite specialized and like you'd have to have pretty steady nerves at times to do some of the work that they do.
Yeah, it's super specialized, and it's either a 3 or 4 year training program. And I think a very, very, very special group of people. I mean, it takes a lot to be any kind of healthcare provider, but particularly one who knows that they're going to be that invisible hero. They don't get a lot of thanks, and their thanks, I guess, is knowing that they have literally helped patients continue to take their breath. And I can think of few more rewarding careers than that, particularly these days.
Well, a timely shout out, Mary Jane. Thanks for this. And the health hack being, if you're interested in a helping profession, this would be one of them, and also a shout out at the same time.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mary Jane. We'll talk to you soon.
Next week.
Next week, indeed. Same time, same place here on Information Morning. That's Mary Jane Hampton, a consultant and our healthcare columnist.